Hare Krishna. This morning in Bhagavatam class, Revati Raman Prabhu touched on one of my favorite pastimes, and particularly one of my favorite verses that talks about the glorification of Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Mahatmya. And it's spoken by Lord Shiva, Shri Rudra. Wonderful verse. Drishtavana sisushroni hariradbhut mahatmakarmana mahatmya vritya vrityanam nishprihanam mahatmanaha. Lord Shiva is talking to Shushroni, my beautiful wife, Parvati. Drishtavan, just see the greatness of the Vaishnavas, Mahatma Britya Brityanam, who consider themselves to be the servants of the Lord's servant. They don't care anything for any type of material happiness or enjoyment. Shprihanam Mahatmanaha. Lord Shiva said this when Mahashitrakirtu apparently insulted stories there in the Bhagavatam. Mahashitrakirtu, by Narada's mercy, got darshan of the Lord, became a pure devotee, and became the king of the Vidyadharas. And as such, he was traveling about the universe, and while flying over Kailash, then he saw Lord Shiva giving Bhagavatam class, and Lord Shiva was, well, first of all, he was sitting naked, and second of all, his wife Parvati was on his lap. He was surrounded by all saintly persons, kumaras, and so on. Usually not advisable to give Bhagavatam class like that. And Maharshitraketu very much appreciated Lord Shiva's transcendental position and spiritual greatness, that he could do such a thing which would normally agitate someone just to see it, what to speak of, do it. And so he laughed and he exclaimed his wonder. But Parvati misunderstood. She thought that he was criticizing Lord Shiva. And she got very angry. After all, she's Rudrani. She can get very angry. And she cursed him. She says, "You're behaving like a demon. So, all right, become a demon." And when Maharashtrakirti heard that, then he got off his Vidyadhara airplane and he came down and bowed down to Parvati and offered her prayers. And she said, "What you're saying must be the arrangement of the Lord. Why else would you say anything like that?" And then he just departed. And Parvati was quite taken aback. She thought that he would, and he could have counter-cursed her, or he could have given an excuse, or he could have explained himself, or asked her for forgiveness, but he didn't do any of these things. So when she was like that, and I guess this is what ended up becoming the Bhagavatam class of Lord Shiva, and then Lord Shiva said like that. He said, "Drishtavana sishushroni hariradbhuta karmasha mahatma vritya vrityanam nisprihanam mahatmanaha." So he said this wonderful verse, and Chitraketu Maharaj became a demon. Just look at this great devotee. Usually, devotees want to be nicely treated, and they want everyone to be just with their dealings. But this was unjust, really, and Maharaj Chitraketu could have retract it. But no, he thought, well, she's a great soul. She's not an ordinary person. She's a material energy personified. Now, this must be Krishna's will. Why should I object? Why should I ask for a retraction? So he just accepted it. And here's a lesson for all of us, that especially when dealing with Vaishnavas, she's Vaishnavi also, especially when dealing with Vaishnavas, then whether they treat us like a rose, whether we get the rose treatment or the thunderbolt treatment, it must be Krishna's mercy. So let me accept it. Later on, it will become clear. He went away. He became this demon Vritrasura, who speaks such wonderful, wonderful, some of the other most beautiful verses of the Bhagavatam. Ahayar Haretava Padaika Mula Dasyana Dasa. And the four particular beautiful verses. And he battled with Indra, encouraged Indra to kill him, and went back to Godhead. So who knows how long he would have been as a Vidyadhara, but here this accelerated his journey back to Godhead from the material point of view. Oh, he was unjustly treated, and then on top of that, because he wasn't attractive looking, he was killed by Indra, but he went back to Godhead. And Krishna wanted to take him back to Godhead, and he wanted to send a message to the Vaishnavas and to all of those who were sitting there, and it's in the Bhagavatam, so to all of us, those who were sitting there with Lord Shiva, just see Krishna, just see the greatness of Vaishnavas. They don't care. They're nicely treated, badly treated, they're cursed, they're praised, but they consider that mamavat manumartante manusaparta sava sava, Krishna's arranging everything. Why should I object? Just take everything as Krishna's mercy. Britya Brityanam, because they're Britya Brityanam, they consider themselves to be the servants of the servants of the Lord. And so good reaction, bad reaction, who cares? It's all Krishna's mercy. So that's what makes a devotee great. Accept any situation as Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna.